Hi everyone, and welcome to another edition with Angel from Fitness Magazine and JVL, bringing it to you straight from the JVL headquarters in South Africa. Now this week I am talking to you about sisters in the gym, bitches on stage. I'm not meaning that in a bad way, it's just a figure of speech to get you realizing what we are talking about today. We are talking about competition season, especially for those of you who compete in the fitness model competitions. I thought it would be appropriate to bring you a bit of a fitness model perspective on competing. A short checklist, if you will. With my first competition way back in 2006, I was completely caught off guard. There was absolutely no one guiding me as to what to expect. I left pizza for a full week and I thought I was going to die. So to my greatest surprise, you can imagine how shocked I was to hear that some of the ladies have been eating broccoli, fish, and bland chicken for 6 months. Needless to say, I completely misunderstood a fitness competition for a modeling competition. It's two different worlds, in case you don't know that by now. So my little method to my madness is the following: tan plus a diet, plus hell of a lot of training, plus small minute bikinis, plus 8-inch heels, plus people discussing your every little hump and bump, equals fun fitness competitions. And I must say, I love it. So the first one that I want to discuss with you, and there are so many, but I think tonight, let me just briefly touch on three of the main competitions, and as we go along, I will discuss the other ones as well. The first one coming up is your Body Beautiful South Africa, which is on the 19th and 20th of August 2011. Myself and Jacques have been judging, and we also emceed at the show, and it has been such an honor just to be a part of this great organization, really promoting fitness and wellness in Gauteng, Johannesburg. Depending on the division that you do, make sure to get advice from someone who has competed in the same lineup as yours. This is so important. And it's complete common sense to me. I mean, you know, somebody that has won your lineup would probably be the best to advise you on what to expect in the lineup. This competition is all about glam, glam, and glamorous. It is such a nice competition. So get ready for a huge audience and a great entertaining show. Last year they had DJs there, they had dancing, they had so many different fitness divisions, and it's really, I mean, the crowd is usually 2,000, 5,000 people supporting the fitness athletes, and it's just an amazing vibe to be around so many people inspired about over fitness and wellness. And you can be sure to find your JVL stand there with all the staff ready to assist you with all your fitness needs. Let me address the bikini girl specifically. Get a bikini that is made for your body. This is so important, as this can make or break your body image, and it can make your physique look better or worse. And I mean, you've been training for so many months getting ready for this one event. Just make sure that you're wearing the right bikini. Choose the color wisely. Very important. It can reflect good or bad depending on your skin tone, your hair color. Very important, and it can also make you stand out on stage or make you fade away in the background, which I'm hoping that you don't want. P.S. White looks amazing, but know that the bikini might be destroyed after the first show from the tan. So one word of advice: glad wrap your bikinis. As you put them on, put glad wrap around the ends and they will slide up, and just pull out the glad wrap. Just don't leave the glad wrap on your bikini, please. The bikini lineup is a feminine look. You want to focus on a healthy, fresh look. Think of a model just a bit more feminine, just a bit more muscular, feminine. Your next competition coming up is your Mr. and Miss Fitness, held in Cape Town, South Africa, on the 16th and 17th of September 2011. Myself and Jacques have taken part in this prestigious event, and I'm super proud to say that Jacques has judged the show emceed, and he has been undefeated physique champion for 3 years in a row. Nice. This show is big, so be prepared for perfection and big crowd coming out to support everybody in Cape Town. Such a nice event. And remember that this is a qualifier for you competing at FAP in Las Vegas. Note to self, practice how to walk. If you think you can walk in your average daily life, this is not the same thing as walking on a fitness stage, okay? When you get on stage with nothing but your itsy bitsy tiny bikini and little old you, believe me, your washboard abs will be shaking. Know your strut. Don't just assume that you know what to do. The walking and posing for each division is different, and knowing how to show off your hot bod in the best possible way is absolutely crucial. Moving on to the IFBB Grand Prix, which is on the 9th of October 2011 and hosted in Joburg. The IFBB is a federation and it differs quite a bit from the above mentioned competitions. They have recently introduced a fitness bikini look, which I'm sure would assist those ladies who are in between the bikini and figure look. I'm sure it'll attract a lot more women and just give that extra feminine touch to this competition. Tan. I am just a fan of using Dream Tan and Pro Tan, which we do stock at JVL in Pretoria and Joburg. The combo is lethal, but please be warned, you will look like a skinny little orange Oros lady if you do not know how to apply these products, okay? All of our staff at JVL have been advised by myself on how to educate you to use these products and to apply them correctly so that when you are in doubt, please just come ask rather than to look ridiculous on stage, okay? And your tan is very important because on the stage, the lights are so strong that it can just take away all of your definition and just make you look completely flat if you didn't apply your tan correctly. So please, come into the shops and ask the boys to help you. Note that some federations do not allow certain tanning products, so inquire about this beforehand. There are so many more competitions, and I will be sure to discuss and address them as the weeks go on. My advice to you is to do as many fitness events as possible. It builds self-confidence, and the only thing that will prepare you for the next big competition is the previous one. You are only as good as your last win, okay? So keep on practicing walking your 8-inch heels as many times as you can, pose in front of the mirror as many times as you can. Let somebody comment the way that you look, the way that you groom yourself before the competition, practice how to apply your makeup. All of those types of things will really count in your favor if you know how to do them on the day of the competition. Just a bit of food for thought. Listen to one person, ladies. You cannot expect to be the best if you are not focused. Everyone has their own opinion on which comp they like best, which physique is the next one to win, how you should diet, how you should train, how you should walk. It is ridiculous if you think that you want to listen to 10 different people's advice. Pick one person, pick the person wisely, and listen to what they say and apply it, and be very selective on what advice you do take, and implement only that of someone who believes in your best interest. I might be doing some pre-competition seminars, so keep it locked into Fitness Magazine and JVL for more updates. P.S. Don't live from one competition to the next. It's a lifestyle. It's not a competition, okay? So if you want any more advice on your training, your supplementation, your eating plan, your walking, your grooming, everything for competition season, we will be discussing more on the JVL website and also Fitness Magazine on getting your prep out there and ready for stage. Please come in and visit us at the shops in Pretoria and Johannesburg, and also check out our YouTube pages, our podcasts, our Twitter pages, our Facebook pages. And be sure just to keep it locked in here. You remember that weekly we will be doing these blogs now with Fitness Magazine. And every second month when the fitness magazine comes out, my column will be running. So look out for those. Keep inspired. Keep motivated. Keep on track. You're almost there. Competition season is here. This is what you have been working for all year round. This is what you have been waking up for 5 o'clock in the morning. So just keep focused and do whatever you need to do to keep your mind, body, and soul in line. Until next week, have a great week and stay on track.